Good morning, everybody. It's time for our special Christmas edition of the Daily Jingle Code.
That's right, partner, and today I'll be narrating an excerpt from that old favorite,
A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. So throw your log on your iPod and take a listen.
What's today?
Cried Scrooge, calling downward to a boy in Sunday clothes, who perhaps had loitered in to look about him. Returned the boy, with all his might of wonder.
What's today, my fine fellow?
Said Scrooge.
Today,
replied the boy.
Why, Christmas Day.
It's Christmas Day,
said Scrooge to himself.
I haven't missed it. The spirits have done it all in one night. They can do anything they like. Of course they can. Of course they can. Hello, my fine fellow.
Hello,
returned the boy.
Do you know the poulterers in the next street but one, at the corner?
Scrooge inquired.
I should hope I did,
replied the lad.
An intelligent boy,
said Scrooge.
A remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there not? The little prize turkey. The big one?
What, the one as big as me?
Returned the boy.
What a delightful boy,
said Scrooge.
It's a pleasure to talk to him. Yes, my buck.
It's hanging there now,
replied the boy.
Is it?
Said Scrooge.
Go and buy it,
Walker,
exclaimed the boy.
No, no,
said Scrooge.
I am in earnest. Go and buy it, and tell them to bring it here, that I may give them the direction where to take it. Come back with a man, and I'll give you a shilling. Come back with him in less than 5 minutes and I'll give you half a crown.
The boy was off like a shot. He must have had a steady hand at a trigger, who could have got a shot off half so fast.
I'll send it to Bob Cratchit,
whispered Scrooge, rubbing his hands and splitting with a laugh.
He shan't know who sends it. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim. Joe Miller never made such a joke as sending it to Bob's will be.
The hand in which he wrote the address was not a steady one, but right it he did somehow, and went downstairs to open the street door, ready for the coming of the poulter's man. As he stood there, waiting his arrival, the knocker caught his eye.
I shall love it as long as I live,
cried Scrooge, patting it with his hand.
I scarcely ever looked at it before. What an honest expression it has in its face. It's a wonderful knocker. Here's the turkey. Hello, whoop. How are you? Merry Christmas.
It was a turkey. He never could have stood upon his legs, that bird. He would have snapped them short off in a minute, like sticks of sealing wax.
Why, it's impossible to carry that to Camden Town,
said Scrooge.
You must have a cab.
The chuckle with which he said this, and the chuckle with which he paid for the turkey, and the chuckle with which he paid for the cab, and the chuckle with which he recompensed the boy, were only to be exceeded by the chuckle with which he sat down breathless in his chair again, and chuckled till he cried.
Well, Ted, I see we've just about reached the limit of the attention span of our average listener.
Roger that, half pint. Let's call that a wrap.
Which reminds me, I've still got to wrap your Christmas present.
You shouldn't have, champ.